Good morning. It's 9:06 a.m., December 21, 2018. I call this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Brian Krasius and Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Krasius, do you?
I do not.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't either.
Okay, Commissioner Krasius, I'll turn it over to you. We have just one agenda item today. And it's from your portfolio. I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order and issue a notice of hearing in Northern States Power Company, tax reform effects, electric utility rates, case number PU-18-155.
Second.
I'm actually going to flip toward the, I go to the back of the documents, the order. Just toward the back if you're following along. So we've talked about this case for a considerable period of time, and it relates to the TCJA, but it also relates to the fact that the company is indicating that it will have a revenue shortfall. So we're issuing a notice of hearing, as mentioned, but I'll start with the actual refund itself of the 2018 TCJA, or the money attached connected with the 2018 TCJA impact, and that is in the amount of $9.763 million. That's, again, equates to 2018. That money, in terms of what does it mean for an average consumer, and I believe I don't have the notes in front of me, but if I remember correctly, for a customer using, is it 980 kilowatt hours, it would be a refund of approximately $46 for the average residential customer. And sometimes I get Otter Tail's average customer scenario crossed with the others, but it's for the average customer will receive $46. That amount will be refunded to the customers within 90 days of approval of the order. It will be a single bill credit. And also worth noting, NSP has indicated it will not object if the commission orders the refund prior to acting on the settlement agreement, which is what the notice of hearing is about. So, in effect, we're taking care of the 2018 refund for consumers to get that back into their hands. And then we'll continue to look at the numbers for 2019, 2020. Does that tie into a potential settlement, or do we go a different route? But that public hearing is scheduled to begin on March 20th at 9 o'clock a.m., Central Time in the Commission Hearing Room here at the State Capitol on the 12th floor. And it will be, again, related to case number PU-17-490. That is when we opened an investigation into the effects of the TCJA, federal tax reform. And the specific case under that would be 18-155. And just the terms of the settlement, just to go over those again really quickly, and what we'll be talking about. The settlement would establish an earnings sharing mechanism during the 2019 and 2020 base rate moratorium, and that's probably the bigger component, that rates would be held in 2019 and 2020. The return on equity would go from 10.25% down to 9.85%. And then any over-earnings would be refunded, 100% of that would be refunded to the customers. So a lot of different numbers to look at. The underlying part of the TCJ is really the reduction in tax rate from 35 to 21%, plus both protected and unprotected excess deferred income taxes. That's also a part of the equation. So I think this is a good move to get the money back to the consumers so they don't have to wait any longer, or to ratepayers, I should say, so they don't have to wait any longer for their 2018 dollars connected to the TCJA, and then anything 2019, 2020 we'll be evaluating as a part of an overall settlement or potential settlement.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just echo some of what Brian is saying. I really think that this is a good approach. It does two things. It refunds the taxes for 2018 that were collected at the higher rate that was baked into the rates, and then would reflect those reductions that the federal tax cut that was approved effective last January. It would reflect those reductions and return those to the customers. But that move does not change the rates. It just returns that portion of the rate back to customers for 2018. The second piece of the settlement agreement calls for the company to retain those revenues for 2019 and 2020. And that's the area where I think we need more further investigation. So this order would also allow us to further investigate that request and that agreement in the settlement to allow the company to retain those additional revenues provided in rates by the higher tax rate to Covenor. What they're saying is revenue shortfalls, and provide us more information into what is driving those shortfalls. So I think that this is a good approach. It's a significant amount of money. It would result in an additional $10 million per year, almost, in revenue for the company, in addition to a new rider. So it's a significant amount of additional revenue that the company would be using for their costs. And I think we just need to better understand what's driving that revenue shortfall and how that money would be used, and ensure that the company's being as efficient as possible with the customers' revenues and rates.
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I want to reflect back here a little bit. I was going to check the date and then neglected to, so I'm going by memory, so maybe I'm off. Today's the 21st. I know I'm right about that, of December. I believe it was the 22nd of December last year when the Tax Cut and Jobs Act passed. And so we're almost at the anniversary date of that milestone. I believe it's the largest tax cut nationally, probably since the 1980s era Reagan tax cuts. And it's interesting because, so this has taken basically a year, and a lot of states have finished much more quickly than us. And there was some talk of that last September. Someone brought it up in the media, and I, and I think others here, have been quick to point out that the money is all going back at the correct point once it's figured out correctly. And I just thought it was much more important to make sure that we do this right than to see how fast we can do it. And so it wasn't a race with other states to do it. The fact is that we were going to do it. But here's the fact that I think gets missed in all that. I brought this up at a meeting just a year ago, that we needed to start the regulatory accounting, and then we passed a motion to that effect as of January 1st. And so all of the tax savings, because the TCJA became effective January 1st of 2018, we were able to capture in the regulatory accounting all of that. And the reason that I brought it up actually in a December meeting already and we got the ball rolling was because of a conversation I had with Commissioner Bob Anthony of Oklahoma. And it does go to show some of the importance of relationships with commissioners from around the country and organizations like MARC or NARUC. But Bob is, I believe, the only utility commissioner in the nation that was around during the Reagan tax cuts of the 80s. And, I mean, there's others that were around, but not in the utility regulatory world. And so his wisdom on that was very valuable. And this commission went right after it, started the utility rate keeping. And so all of the entirety of the tax savings for 2018 with this motion. We'll be going back in a few months. Brian, I think you said about $46 a month for the average residential customer. So a nice refund there. And
$46 once.
$46 refund
offered
for 2018 savings. But the savings, also the regulatory accounting, will continue. And as we end up either agreeing to a settlement or doing a separate rate case, I'm confident that the tax savings that go from January 1st of 2019 on will also be realized by the customers, either by lower rates going into the future or by another refund, whichever way we determine is the best way to work that out. So I'm really proud of this commission for being on top of it, among the first agencies, utility agencies in the nation, to start talking, to recognize the fact that there was going to be big tax savings from the TCGA for these regulated utilities, and the fact that that was not just supposed to be for additional earnings for investors, that those tax savings were in fact going to ultimately go back to the consumers. And with this action, we're assuring that for 2018. So I think it's a banner day for the North Dakota Public Service Commission and for the customers of NSP.
I'm going to add one more thing, but I think you're ready, so go.
Oh, just other two quick things. The hearing, I don't know that you mentioned the hearing. Maybe you did. Mm-hmm. March 12th, 20th. And then I did want to mention, too, that maybe after this is concluded, we could schedule. I'd be open to scheduling that other informal that the company's requesting.
Sure.
To take place, you know, whenever we can get that on the calendar. And it sounded, you know, I've re-reviewed all their letters, and it sounds like they are prepared to come with additional, more specific information that I'm open to hearing. I appreciate the informality of the informal hearings, and maybe that can be productive still. I'm not sure, but I'm open to that.
I think that's an excellent idea to hear them out. I'm going to dovetail on both Randy and Commissioner Christman's and Commissioner Fedorchak's comments about, relating to the fact that getting it done right, and hats off to the staff, because this is really getting toward the tail end of the TCJA impact analysis, and as it relates to what ratepayers experience in terms of savings. And it's not an easy task. I know a neighboring state, if their public utility division were sitting in this room, there would be 46 or 47 of them. If we had our staff, both advocacy and advisory, we would have 7, if my math is correct. So hats off to the staff for covering an incredible amount of ground. We're not quite done yet, but as Commissioner Christman mentioned, getting it right is far more important than getting it done quickly just for the sake of moving as fast as we can, which we're always trying to do. But at the end, every penny will be accounted for. But, you know, thank you for everything that you have done to date. It's a heck of a lot of work.
Is there any further discussion?
I did have one more thing to add, because it was a question of mine. So I could imagine someone reading through this and having the same question. The estimated tax savings and tax-related savings is $9.6 million, but the refund is $9.763 or something like that. It's more, $9.763, and the difference is the interest. So just to point out to the customers the fact that some of these savings started occurring as of January 1st of last year, the company wasn't able to hold that interest free either. They're also paying back not a lot of interest, but some interest on that as well to the consumers.
Just as a final note, I can't help but point out that this is our last commission meeting of the year, I believe. And it's sort of sweet that the final action is a $50 refund for XL customers. Yeah. Wasn't planned that way, but it worked out kind of nice.
Good way to end it.
Yeah.
For the year.
Because
we have more great things we'll do next year.
Is there any further discussion?
And courtesy of our elected leaders in Washington, I would have to say, too.
Yes.
Most importantly. We helped, but they did the hard work.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah.
We can do that scheduling after we're adjourned. Well, no, we'll go into an administrative portion of the meeting and do the scheduling on the record.
Included?
No.
No, we're in the administrative portion of the meeting, and so we'll set an informal hearing date.
Yeah, the one thing that is the week of, I'm just thinking, okay, so we get back in after the first. That's a short week. The following week, a lot of things are happening here, plus there's BARC. What about the week of the 14th?
Oops, let's see here. 2019. Jeez.
That still gives the company adequate time, I think, to...
That date looks pretty good on my calendar, I mean, that week.
Yeah, my week's pretty... I know it's going to fill up with a legislative
right.
session, but...
Okay, I'm... For some reason, not getting into webmail here, so I don't have my calendar with me. But what day did you say? What or week did you say?
The week of
January 14th.
Should we say like
16th?
Tuesday, 15th? The 15th?
Sure.
Or 16th? Tuesday. My calendar is totally open on the 15th. And is it better to schedule things in the afternoon to allow for committee hearings, or is that first month they're all day long? They don't really have much for sessions.
Yeah, that's...
Do they have a session at 1, though, or 1:30 usually?
The session's typically at 1. The more we can do stuff in the afternoon, the appropriations will meet in the afternoon after their floor sessions.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other committees, and, like, I'm expecting some work in the ag committees because of the grain licensing situation.
Yeah.
They typically just meet in the morning. If they don't have a lot of work. So if we can meet in the afternoon.
Well, 1 o'clock.
I think it's better.
That's good for the company, too, in terms of they're flying in the morning, they can still get back in the evening.
Right.
And that keeps rates low, too.
Yep. And if we...
We don't want them overnight.
If we went a little bit earlier, when at 12:30, all the sooner we get done in case we do have something in the afternoon.
True. I'd be fine with that.
Well, since it's not like we have a meeting in the morning like we do with...
If 12:30 works for the company that on the 15th or 16th, quite honestly, maybe we give them a couple dates.
Let's do that.
And then.
So 12:30 on either the 15th or 16th?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And if for some reason it needs to be 1.
1, yeah. 1 or 1:30 for a flight. Yeah.
Quite a bit of flexibility, but 12:30 I think would be ideal for us and keeping things freed up.
Agreed.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nothing. Thank you guys for getting that done and pulled together. Appreciate it.
Excellent work, everybody. With that, we are adjourned.